Life moves fast. If you don't stop to look around you, you just might miss it. Welcome back to Glory Talk with Kiki. Yeah. And one, and two, and a one, and a two, and a one, and a two. We're back. Yeah. And we are back. Hold on. What it do? GTWK gang. What is up? I missed y'all so much. To people that have stick with me since April. When we're in August. Wow. It's a blessing to still even be talking. To be honest, life gets hard. Life for me, it gets really hard. Probably for other people too. But I hope you guys are doing great. If you're not, it's okay. Just know that things will get better. It will get better. Everything you do, whatever situation you're in, it will get better. I don't really have a topic for this week. Number one, I have COVID, so I'm not sick or anything. I just can't smell or taste anything. Everything I eat tastes like nothing. Everything I drink tastes like water. I'm starting to smell stuff a little bit, but I'm taking it day by day. And my grandma passed away yesterday, so I'm dealing with that as well. That's a big hit. Sorry, y'all. Try my best not to cry while making this. Grandma passed away yesterday. I do miss her a lot. So, really been dealing with that. This week's topic, I didn't really have one in mind because, you know, life likes to kick you in your butt. Sometimes you tell yourself that you're prepared, but when it happens, you're not. And, that's okay. Kind of had a feeling that my grandma was going to pass away, but, you're never sure. You never have control over time and how situations play out. But I want to talk about a verse that's really been sticking with me throughout these past 2 weeks. Really been going through a lot in these past 2 weeks, especially this week. This week's a little harder. Last week was COVID. This week is, my grandma passing away. But let's look at Philippians 4, verse 7. I've read Philippians front and back, but I felt like the person that gave me this verse, it opened my eyes, and I'm truly thankful for this person. Checks up on me day and night, which is crazy. But let's read it. I'm reading English Standard Version, and it says, "And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your heart and your mind in Jesus Christ." I don't know what version he was reading, but I'm going to try to find it, because I feel like this one is not, it just goes straight to the point. But when the person that gave me this verse and went into true detail of what I've really been holding on to this whole week. I'm trying to find it. Jesus, let me find it. I wish I knew what what version he was reading. Okay, I think it was what is this called? New Living Translation. But in New Living Translation, it says, then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your heart and your mind as you live in Jesus Christ. I'm going to talk about a lot in this one because I really didn't have a topic plan. I don't have the right mind space Jesus, to come up with a topic. But this verse has been holding. This is the verse that I've been holding on to. The peace that God has surpasses anything we can understand. And we know that He will guard our hearts and our minds while we live in Him. I really don't know who this is for. I really don't know who's going to listen to this one. But all I could say is trust in Him. Trust in God. I know a lot of people out here, they got trust issues. They feel like they can't trust someone. They can't see. They can't talk to. They can't hear. Try your best to talk to God. I know it's better. It's easier said than done. Is that how you say it? It's easier. It's better said than done, I think. I don't know. But try. You never know unless you try. Try trusting in Him. Try praying. Try reading your word. Try staying rooted into your word. And I'm not saying you have to be perfect. We're all sinners. We're never going to be perfect, especially living in this world. We are never going to be perfect. But I really want to let you guys know that peace that God has for all of us, the peace that He has and that He can give to us if we allow Him to, will guard your hearts and will guard your minds. And some people might, at first, when I read this verse before, at first I didn't really understand what it meant, because I'm like, okay, surpasses everything that I can understand. But guard your heart, where you think out of, what you do, whatever decision you make, your mind, whatever you're thinking about, whatever makes you angry, whatever makes you mad, whatever makes you sad, whatever makes you want to eat, whatever makes you think or move your hand, all that peace that you have, God's peace controls it all. It's very important that you understand that, okay? I don't know who I'm talking to today. Probably talking to myself. But that verse has stuck with me. Philippians 4, verse 7. The peace of God surpasses anything we can understand. It's better than anything we can ask for. Sometimes we are not worthy of it, but He gives it to us anyway. He gives it to us anyway. I really, another thing that I do want to talk about, I start school on Monday, and I also want to give a, I feel like I know the kids. I live in Orlando, Florida. So I already know. You know, the high school is elementary, middle school. Those kids already started school. But I really want to talk about that as well. Be yourself. Me being Haitian and, you know, so much tradition comes out of all of them and stuff like that. I feel like a lot of people don't know how to be themselves. Don't stop being yourself. If you're struggling to find yourself, you will find yourself. Don't care what people think. Live. If it has to be tomorrow, it can't be today. If you feel like you're not strong enough, try to live your life in the way that you feel like you want to. This is your life. You live your life to your best extent. Don't care what people think. Don't live for no one else. You live for you. Anything that you do, you are doing it for you. Don't let what people say get to you. Allow God to be in the center of everything that you do, every decision that you make. Before you say yes and before you say no, make sure he, even though he knows what's going to happen, he knows. But include him. Include him in everything that you know that you will do. And try to stay focused. Whatever, even if it's college classes or if it's high school classes, if it's elementary classes, whatever it is. If you're taking a gap year or you're going to do missionary, something. Make sure he is in the center of it all. Make sure that he is in the center of it all. There's so much that we have to fight for in this end times. And I'm praying that people understand that we are in the end times. Please, I'm begging you guys, keep God in the center of everything that you do. Even if you're feeling like me right now, I don't know how to feel. And you're probably gonna get to this point. But I know in the back of my head that God is in control of everything. I'm just trying to prepare myself for wherever he's gonna take me. You have to accept everything. You have to accept everything for what it is. For what it is. This is your life. Do what you gotta do. If God tells you to go, you go. God tells you to stay, you stay. God tells you to move, you move. Whatever decision, whatever thing God tells you to do, you go for it. Live your life. This is my motto. Live, love, repeat. You live. You're on this earth for something. Love everything. Everything you do was out of love. You love one. You love one another. You love people to your best extent. You love yourself. And then you repeat it. Repeat it. Even though if it's a situation or if it's something, you repeat it. Repeat it. That's my motto. Live, love, repeat. I'm gonna cut it off here because my mind is really blank, but I didn't want to not make an episode on my podcast today, but I'm just trying to gain strength. And I know God's with me, so I'm not mad. I'm not angry. I'm not upset. I'm trying to be okay with the circumstance that I'm in right now. But I want all of you to remember that you are enough. You're beautiful. You're strong. You will get through this semester of college. Even if it's hard for you, even if it's not. Whatever situation you're in right now, Trust in him. Trust in him. He is the God of the universe. He is Alpha and Omega. He is beginning and the end. He is the God of the impossible. He lets us know that we are fearfully and wonderfully made. He understands that we are in a battle with no flesh and blood. He tells us that we are the salt of the world. We are the light of the world. That we will be like a house on a hill that will be seen. All this stuff he tells us. That we are made in his image. There's nothing that we cannot do. He has overcome this world. Y'all. Trust in him no matter the circumstance, no matter the situation. Know that he is in control and you have nothing to worry about. In times like this, shoot, speak poetic words into your life. Speak it. We pray day and night. We meditate on the word day and night. Even if it's just a verse. I don't care. Shoot. Even if it's just a verse, you meditate on it day and night. You don't have to be perfect walking with Christ. We all have flaws. We all have things that we're dealing with behind closed doors. But trust in him. Whatever it is. Bow your heads and close your eyes. My Father who is in heaven, I want to thank you for this day. Thank you for allowing us to be here, Father Lord. Thank you for allowing us to wake up. Because so many of you didn't have the chance to wake up this morning. But you have allowed each and every one of us that is listening right now to be here, Father Lord. And we are truly grateful. I pray that you forgive us of our sins. Because it is our nature to go against your word. It is our nature to go against everything that is contrary, Father God. But we pray that we understand that you are the God of the impossible. That you are Alpha and Omega, beginning and the end. I pray that we meditate on the word day and night, Father Lord. I pray that we understand we are the light of the world. We are the salt of the world, Father Lord. That we are made in your image. There is nothing that we cannot overcome, Father Lord. I pray that the fruits of the Spirit are in our hearts and our minds, Father Lord. In Philippians 4 verse 7, it says that your peace that you have, Father Lord, it surpasses anything that we can understand. And you will protect our hearts and our minds, Father Lord. I pray that we understand in John 15 verse 5, it says that if we abide in you, you abide in us. Without you, we are nothing, Father Lord. I pray that we understand each and everything that you have said to us in your word, Father Lord. I pray that we understand that we give the devil no foothold in our lives, whatever it is, whatever. If it's the spirit of depression, the spirit of anxiety, the spirit of anxiousness, Father Lord, I pray that we remove it, Father Lord. Any spirit that is holding us back, Father Lord, I pray that this spirit is removed in your name, in the name of Jesus, Father Lord. I pray that everything that we continue to do will be for you and only for you, Father Lord. I pray that whatever purpose that you have for us, Father Lord, is only for you and is never for anybody else, Father Lord, because you have made us in your image. You have made us, you know us, since we were in our mother's womb, Father Lord. I thank you for everything you have done, everything that you will do, Father Lord. I pray that you protect each and every person that is listening to this, Father Lord. In the name of Jesus, we all say amen. Thank you, y'all, for tuning in to Glory Talk with Kiki. I will catch y'all next week. I love y'all. Before I sign out, if you have any topics that you guys would love for me to talk about, my Instagram is __GTWK. Glory Talk with Kiki. My actual Instagram is Kiara the Hera. You could go and text me there if you're not comfortable texting me on my podcast page. Whatever you guys are feeling, just let me know. I hope you guys have a great week. Enjoy the rest of your week. Stay blessed. I'm not signing out. Deuces!